Brett Young, that was him on the Big Time. We just played your tune. That's how we roll here.
I love how you roll.
Vegas weekend. How you doing, man? Brett Young in the house.
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. We just talked to you. Did Justin Moore just interview you?
He did.
Was he any good?
He did a good job.
He said he was terrible. He told me he was terrible.
No, he did a great job.
He said that he talks like this when he picks up a microphone.
He gets all, he didn't at all. He was awesome.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You've been on tour with him?
Such a great dude. Yeah, we did our first weekend with him and Lee last weekend.
And you survived a weekend with Justin and Lee.
I did. Can you believe it? Mm-mm. Can you believe it?
No, I think you're straight up lying.
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
That's true. Well, maybe you skipped the show.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
No, they were nice to me the first. It was my birthday last weekend.
Oh, happy birthday.
So thank you. So I think they were nice to me because I was the birthday boy.
And now their true selves will come
next
out.
Next weekend they're going to kill me.
Terrible people.
Watch.
They're horrible men. In case you didn't know the name of the tune, we talked to Trent Tomlinson.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of my co-writers on the song.
I know, and we haven't talked to Trent in like forever. And
yes.
I had forgotten about the story that you told me about Trent's mom, but not in mm-hmm. that way.
Yeah.
I didn't tell Trent that part because I didn't
want to. He tells the story the same from my understanding, so that's good.
Yeah, oh yeah. There's not a lot of deviation, but
that's
I just
right.
wanted to think it was a weird like love song that you wrote towards his mom because that'd be you don't need
that
in your life.
That would be weird. It's not weird.
No, it's not weird. It's a great song.
Thank you.
And so last week, you're one of Shazam's emerging artists.
Isn't that crazy?
Does that mean when people hear the song, they're Shazamming it to go, who is this?
Yeah, you know, I never really thought about the metrics behind that and what that would mean. But yeah, it's, apparently we're like the top 10 Shazammed country song week in and week out.
No kidding, because I love Shazam.
Isn't it cool?
I am forever holding. Do you want?
Oh, well, you took mine.
I am forever holding my phone up to things and places so that I can find out what the songs are.
Right.
But your song I already knew. So I'm not part of your metrics, man. I'm so sorry.
Well, that's okay. I mean, all it really means to me is people hear it, don't know what it is, but want to know what it is. And that's flattering. I love that.
That's great. So, all right. So how long are you on the road with, because it's your debut album. Is this the first time you've been on the road for any amount of time? Or did you do it before you had a label, you were out doing that?
I was doing a lot of college campuses before I signed my deal through a separate deal where, a separate booking agency. And so I was on the road quite a bit, but not with a band. It was always just me and my guitar.
Was it lonely?
It was, but I kind of enjoy that.
I do too.
Because when I'm in Nashville, all my friends and everybody, I'm surrounded all the time, which I love as well. But it was always kind of my little escape for a couple of days. But it's cool this time. Now we're out on a bus, and we just finished with Luke Bryan. And like you said, we're out with Lee and Justin now. And we do this summer tour with Lady Antebellum. So I love my band and my crew, and it's cool to be out on the bus with them and doing it full band now.
Awesome. And there's a whole lot of you. Are you 6'7"?
I'm 6'6". Pretty
close.
You're 6'6".
Yeah. I dated a 6'7" man, so I know the feel.
It's like
and I felt you.
Every bed is like
so
on
bad.
Every bus is exactly 6'6".
So you barely
if you
make
add
it.
A pillow, you don't make it.
Yeah, so you can barely make doorways, right?
That's
doorways
right.
are 7'2".
Not all of them though. Some are 6'10", believe it or not.
Well, I do believe it because I remember there was bruising.
I tell people all the time, peripheral vision doesn't just go side to side. When you're tall, you sense doorways and you do this, even though you're not going to hit them. When you subconsciously see, they feel close. It's weird.
And if you actually were mid-step on the ball of your foot,
you might get it.
You could hit it.
Step on the door jamb and
perfect
it lifts
timing.
You up. And yep.
Boom.
Yeah. Let's
there
not talk
go.
About
All
that.
All right. I'm so sorry about that. All right, man. Thank you so much for coming by.
Of
we don't
course.
Really see you quite enough. And
I know.
He's so handsome. I don't
I
like to say
you.
It. I don't like
I
to germ,
you.
But I just I've met him before. I know. Didn't want to bring it up, but
you
I
guys
did
are so
anyway.
Sweet.
I did it. Thank you so much. We'll be looking for you on the road with Lady Antebellum. That's an amazing tour.
I can't wait.
Dude, you're a rock star.
Thank you.
I'm
having so much fun.
You are Brett Young.
I am.
Everyone should know that.
That's what my parents tell me.
Check him out.